So there was this time when someone from a group online, I think is one of them dimensional groups. I don't want to call names. So I don't know if it's a lad now or something. It just came up and said, "Oh well, what would it feel?" Very awkward question. What would it feel like after death, something like that. And people were like, "Wait a minute, you could just go and be, on the higher dimensions." Some said, "Or you could die and come back to relive the life the hardest." Some said, "Well, it's up to you. If the life is too hard for you, you might as well leave." I mean, comments were coming pouring in, and people were like worried. I was even worried. I even, made my own comment there, known like it could affect your karmic nature, sort of. And people were just pouring messages and messages and messages and messages, concerned about this person, because everyone was worried, like the person that had asked this question was about to take their lives. After about a couple of hours, we're looking at like it's 23 hours or so. This blog or girl, whatever it is, just came up and said, "You know what? Actually, I only asked a question." Can you imagine? Like, "Oh, it's nice to know that everybody cares," but she wasn't thinking of dying, of killing herself. That all she was asking is a simple question, like, what would happen when someone dies and transcends? It just goes to show how sometimes we sort of premeditate or second guess someone without giving a benefit of doubt. People in life today, you see people going through some stuff, you feel like you know best what they're going through, and you go on and chat or rant about what you think, and you could see other people that just want to be in a certain way for a period of time. They've actually put themselves in that level just to have that experience. But you go again and judge, "Oh, he could not afford to get on his car to work today. He could not afford to get on a public transport today. He's really passing through. He's suffering," and you go on and on. You don't jump into conclusions until the individual involved, who is in charge of their reality from their frame of reference, telling you this is what they are passing through. Even if you assume that the person is telling a lie, to them, that lie might be real. To you, it might be a lie. But you're not in their head. You're not in their experience. And they are not in your experience. Sometimes we should learn to mind our business and be slow to jump to conclusions, is what I think. No matter how good your intentions may be, it's best for you to, always give people benefit of doubt, and don't just jump into conclusions. It might just be the opposite of what you're thinking. So that was a little experience yet again from one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook. Hello, hello. This is Liu from Infinite Touches, reaching out to you from a higher vibration. So today's Friday again, and I'm here to raise your vibration and give you music. So people might be wondering, why do we play loads of music on this platform? Well, it shows that scientifically that sounds have a way of identifying us. Like we can listen to certain kind of sounds and it will raise our vibration, i.e. making us feel good. So music is like a food to the soul, you know. It also touch on the art that is put into every creative artist out there that's taking the time to make a melody out of sounds, you know, to appreciate and understand communications with melodies, with unique sounds and tunes, you know, raising vibrations and all. So we'll play music a lot on the station, as well as sending those messages out of making sure that we should always check ourselves and be on the right edge of manifestation, because there is nothing more than being on a high vibration. You know, I know it might come as cliche, like, how can you always be happy? It's not like you have things that will make you happy. Don't see it that way. Just see it as happiness is something that you should, you know, emanate out. So you are the generator. We can't rely on people to make us happy. You have to choose to want to be happy. You have to want to be happy to go somewhere and do something fun to be happy. So happiness is generated from within you. Never look for happiness from outside. Don't wait for someone to make you happy. Don't wait for something to make you happy. Make yourself happy, because happiness is the way. Peace, love and light to you, and have a great weekend. It's Lou, and I'm out.